There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
Let's not waste any time. We're getting into this, Ma.
You.
Yep. Lots of stuff to talk about today. I forgot I had some things I was going to bring to it, but I've forgotten them already, so hopefully they come throughout. Jay brought, like, a bunch of things, and then also, I wouldn't mind continuing the conversation we were just having a little bit, just about American presidents, how many have been killed.
Let's start
and
there.
And some of the best ones.
Can we start there? Because yeah. I'm interested, and it's fresh on your mind.
Yes, yes. I was just talking about Teddy Roosevelt,
okay.
Who was the fucking man.
Okay.
Right? Like, yeah. Teddy was a main character in life,
right?
You know what I mean? Total, like, RPG plot armor, John Wick style, who can't, like, he doesn't die, like, maybe he gets shot, but then yeah. he gets back up, clears his throat, and finishes his speech, which is insane,
right?
And then that's where he got the whole bull moose thing from. So he's like, you know, you take a lot more than that to kill a bull moose, and then just went and finished his speech. Like, I think it went into his, it didn't break his muscle. That's his muscle. Just, he's like a crazy guy, you know?
Heck yeah.
So, like, born class 3 armor on, yeah. on Teddy Roosevelt.
Exactly. Born sickly.
Yeah. You know? You said like his lungs were outside his body or something like that?
Dang. His lungs were way too small. So his body was frail and it was tough for him to, like, get oxygen, I guess, or something like that. And they said he would die in his teens and he ended up being, like, you know, becoming this.
Just did everything, right?
Everything, you know?
It was like cigars and whiskey that finally got him.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Lived pretty old,
yeah?
as far as I could tell. Climbed the Matterhorn with no equipment, just walked up it. Dang. That's like, climbed is a bad word. He just was like, I could see, I'm just going to walk up that.
Yeah, and to look at that thing, it's like one of the nastiest looking mountains in the world,
nice.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a horn.
He had a stick. He was like, I'm good.
Yeah,
you know?
Walking stick.
Walk up that. After his presidency, went to the Amazon.
Yeah.
And
explored it.
Like,
went down some stretches that was the first gringo to probably ever do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Named pieces of it.
Yeah.
Dang.
You know? And then, like, he was just awesome. Like, every once in a while, even during his presidency, he would just go to a cabin in the woods, you know, and people would have to, you know, come out to him and be like, hey.
That does seem easier back then than it does now for a president, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because anytime the president goes anywhere, there's 500 cameras following it and, you know, flying next to it and then landing by it and then following him wherever.
And then he gets out and there's a whole, he's got a media
another
scrum
set,
to do.
Well, it seems like nowadays, not that it's easy to just go do all the things that he did, like go climb the Matterhorn and float down the Amazon. I mean, a little bit of money, you can do all those things.
Right.
But there wasn't Instagram and a million different ways to share that you could. So other people were doing it, obviously, back then. But it was the president of the United States who went and did all these things, you know, that it. Yeah, man, it is captivating. He seemed like the first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a lot of things.
A bunch of, like, duds before.
He did a lot of presidents.
Yeah, that was some of the 1800s. Yeah, it was a lot of, like.
We've heard such great things about George Washington, though. Didn't he, like, own weed farms and stuff?
I don't know about weed farms.
Oh, okay.
Hemp or something.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Is that just made up on Dazed and Confused?
Dang it.
He has some of the finest AK-47 of the period.
Yeah, George Washington was all right.
Yeah,
you know,
being the first.
Yeah.
The first is something, you're pretty cool.
The best thing he did was step down.
Gotcha.
And be like,
oh, yeah.
4 year. Set that precedent.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Know?
Good
and point. There was no limit, you know, before when. I don't remember when the first
it was later
term
on.
Limits. It was later on. So you could go 3 times.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the most anybody ever did like.
4 was Roosevelt.
Four.
Or
so,
FDR. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, but yeah, coolest thing. George Washington did, apart from spank the British, was
apart from the independence thing.
Yeah. The independence thing is pretty cool, but then, like, the best part of the independence was, like, all right, I'm not a king, right? Somebody else can do this. You know?
He was, you're right, there's a level of humility that had to come with that type of fellow that kind of pioneered all that. Because he could have been like, I'm going to do this another four.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do this as long as I can until I die. I'm going to be a judge. Yeah,
bring me to my vomitorium.
Roll him.
Yeah.
Just roam. You know, just turn it into that. That's well, funny. I mean, you think, though, he had just got done fighting one king.
Yeah.
True. Didn't want the nation he fought for to have to deal with another one. Good point. You know?
Yeah, interesting. And then, so what Teddy did, a few things he did was he made the park system, the national parks. Mm-hmm. That's all him. Like, he created
that
idea.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
I've been to a few of them, and they're nice.
They are nice. Like, the idea that preserving the government
probably
should preserve
them. Yeah, yeah.
You know? If I understand right, Arkansas's Buffalo River National Park was one of the first. Or maybe, I'm sorry, that's a national river, which was he created at the same time that the park system was, isn't it? But it was one of the first of the federal parks.
Yeah.
So, similar to like the Ouachita National Forest and stuff like that? Or similar?
Yeah,
or
I don't know about when that one was. This is just that particular. It's like, I don't know how long the stretch is. I don't. Maybe it's like 30, 40 miles or whatever that stretch of the Buffalo River.
That's cool.
If you've never been up there, like that part.
It's cool.
It's very nice. Very nice.
What compared to the Cossetot?
Yeah. It's definitely... I don't know. It's a step above. Mm. Just because it's much more mountainous
compared
up there.
To the Colorado.
Yeah, not the Colorado.
Okay, gotcha. Sure. So in between.
Yeah,
okay,
definitely not the Colorado.
Between the Colorado and the Costa.
I'm cool with it. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know how much he carved out, though. I know he liked Montana, so I'm pretty sure he carved out like the Badlands and Medora, all that type of stuff. That was him.
Yellowstone.
Who made that. Yeah, I was going to say probably. Probably some geysers he found.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. So he was like, I'm protecting, as the president and the government, I'm protecting this so nobody can just cut trees down. And
that's
like,
cool.
You know,
I like the big redwood forest. Yeah. So she said,
and then maybe he left the rest of the states. Like, okay, now you find your vast tracts to make national parks. I don't know exactly the idea. He also basically in a way, I don't think it was like named this or anything, but the police academy was his thing.
One, two, or three. Because I loved one.
Come on,
two,
all of you. Yeah.
It was two.
Okay, dang it. No.
Yeah, no, he enforced that idea that policemen should be trained
properly,
educated.
At least, a uniform training.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then...
sounds like a lot of great things come from this
dude. Oh, dude, ton of stuff.
Not only was he a badass, but he did great for the country.
Yeah,
I like
ton
that.
Of badass.
Was he a Democrat or Republican? I hate him now.
I think it was...
No, I'm just kidding. Whatever he was going to say.
I think he was a Democrat, which would have made him a Republican.
Right, exactly. Back then.
I think so. He was Republican. The other Roosevelt was a Democrat.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. But it was different back then.
Yeah, it was
a little different. Yeah.
It swapped over quite a few times.
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah, because now it's... back then, the Democrats were the racist ones.
Yeah,
so they were like the anti-desegregation party, you know? And now they're the ones that are like, we're not racist.
They're trying to make
whatsoever.
Up for a century of bad action now and what they're doing now.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Perhaps Roosevelt's best contribution is the teddy bear as well.
Yeah,
remember that.
So,
I do remember that.
Because he shot some bears, right?
Yeah.
And somebody was
he liked hunting them, and then he would go around the country, and they bring them to wherever. I don't remember where they went, but they had a bear chained up and, like, starving. And they were like, come on. Like,
shoot him.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
He was like,
that ain't it.
That's not that's not right. He cried, I think. And then somebody was there reporting on it and was like, you know, drew him as
a bear
or something like that, crying. And then that became the teddy bear for a long time after.
That's cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Really interesting crap. Do you guys have like a favorite president? He's like the only one I know anything about, really. Him and Jackson. Jackson was a badass, you know.
I don't know my old presidents enough, you know, like really before FDR, you know, to be honest. And I always kind of like Nixon a little bit.
Yeah.
I always liked that. I liked his style, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who hasn't done what he did a little bit
got caught for it. Yeah. And policy-wise, he did some good things.
Mm-hmm.
He did some good things, you know, opened up relations with China, kind of de-escalated things with the Soviet Union. He did technically get us out of Vietnam at that point. So policy-wise, the guy, the guy's not all bad. And he had some great people. I mean, he had some good people in his administration.
Yeah.
Henry Kissinger. That was really when he came to light during Nixon's time. But, yeah.
What do you think about Truman?
Like the presidents for boring reasons.
Harry S.
I like them. Yeah.
Harry S.
Harry Truman, you know? Drop the bombs. That's his big thing.
Yeah.
End of the war.
The atoms.
Not bad.
Got us into Korea, though.
Yes. Yeah. And then, let's see. There's some good characters throughout the histories, and I don't know enough about
Eisenhower.
Yeah, of course.
He was a good one. Yeah.
What about old Taft?
Old Taft, fat Taft.
Yeah. Like 300 something pounds. He would like fit in nowadays, though. I don't think he was almost like a freak show, like a participant back in the day. Yep. Now I feel like he'd fit in pretty good.
He's out of shape.
He'd be like yeah. Chris Christie. That dude's fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, bathtubs were small back then too, so we don't know.
Yeah, he got stuck in one. I forgot about that.
Yeah. There was a Taft Stadium in Oklahoma City. Yeah. It was one of the football stadiums.
I was trying to think. Taft was Roosevelt?
I think
Teddy
so.
Roosevelt. Yeah. I was like McKinney got shot, then Roosevelt took over, and then it was Taft for I think just 4 years, and then Woodrow Wilson is just like, boring.
And it's boring. Nobody talks about Woodrow.
Nobody.
No. His name could have been cool too. It's alliteration. Could have made something out of it, but no.
I know he did some stuff, and then it was like another boring period where he had Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, Coolidge. Yeah. And then Coolidge High School or Coolidge Middle School, I think. All of the city schools were named after presidents. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Like that.
Yeah. So you got, is that where you went, Coolidge?
No, I went to Webster.
Okay.
Webster Middle School.
No president.
Dictionary.
Right.
No, it was, I think he was like a congressman or senator or something there or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. You had Coolidge and then you had Hoover.
Yeah.
A dam named after him. Then he was president when the whole, Great Depression happened, and
we had Hoover Middle School.
Yep. Great dam, by the way.
Yeah.
We called Roosevelt Middle School Roosevelt Middle School because if you ever played basketball over there, the roasters would fly at you, and they were huge too. Yeah, bro.
Call them water bugs.
Yeah, they were water bugs, but still.
There's some crazy events from the past. I don't remember the names. I'm gonna have to like brush up on that. But one president died from getting cholera. And it was because he was like having a big celebration. He ate too much cherries and milk. That was like
the thing that was like
cherries and in ice milk.
Some bad cherries and milk.
Died from that.
Sounds like a bad day to me.
There were some weird ones back then. The Grover Clevelands and the Millard Fillmores. Harrisons and stuff.
Jefferson. Jefferson
was a big. He was a big one. He was number three.
Number
okay.
Yeah, he was number three.
I don't remember Moon was a middle school too. Moon. I don't remember why he was.
There was no moon. Okay. As far as I remember. And then was there a moon? President Moon?
I don't know. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I was and trying then, to go over all the
really not that many of them.
Yeah.
You know, less than four dozen, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
And then there was one who was, he was so old, got elected. And he gave a speech like in the freezing rain and died like a month later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like pneumonia.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe that was Harrison.
Was that Harrison?
It was pretty quick, right?
Yeah. He might be the shortest term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be that guy.
who took his place?
His vice, I guess, right? Would have been. Who would have that been? I don't know.
Okay,
I got to look at the succession.
Yeah,
better. I've done the list a few times, you know, just to try because I did not learn enough American history while I was actually in American schools, and then in Canadian schools, you still learn American history, but it's like, you know,
it kind of brushes through. There's like, a lot of
and then there was you know, like they
then
do
they
that.
Won the Second World War, okay, and then they defended South Korea.
I'm curious because in Oklahoma, obviously, we learned Oklahoma history. That was one of our history classes. I'm curious, did every state have like Arkansas history and California history?
My wife said she had to take Arkansas history.
Okay.
Arkansas history, huh?
Yeah. What does that entail? You know.
Some cool shit.
Really?
I think there was some cool shit going on in Arkansas.
Rice and trees, man.
Yeah.
Rice and trees.
It was like, Arkansas is wild, right?
Yeah.
Always been wild. Still is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We settled down in there, but
there's a lot of Native American history that came with Oklahoma history.
Yes.
Yeah. We learned a lot about the Trail of Tears.
That's Jackson, right? Jackson did the Trail of Tears.
We pushed a lot of Native Americans out of the state. That's for sure. So actually, we kind of like it here.
Yeah.
The panhandle of Oklahoma. That'd be great for you.
Good spot.
Yeah.
Good spot.
Kansas.
Y'all fit in that.
Yeah. So some every now and then I get on a bit of a, and I don't read like I should. So I go on like Wikipedia and just like try and memorize shit. And,
yeah.
You know, look at the line of presidents and like, oh yeah, that guy, you know, I remember him. I'm just,
yeah.
High school named after him. Yeah.
Then of course, I mean, you got some too, like Ford, who didn't, mm-hmm. you know, actually getting elected wasn't that important of the process for him. Cause Nixon resigned. He got put in. He was appointed, you
gotcha.
Know, because he was the vice president, and then lost to Jimmy Carter. Yes, who then only served one term.
Yeah, he was beaten by what's his name? Wasn't it the
Reagan?
Reagan. Yeah,
yeah.
I was going to say the actor. That's how my dad put it.
The actor
like,
won.
That's the thing. I think both with Trump and Reagan, nobody liked him that much at the beginning. Like, people liked Reagan, but then when he was started running for, like, because he was an actor and stuff, but then he was like, get this clown out of here.
Right. They didn't think that he had a serious chance.
Yeah.
And then when the vote, when he was actually starting to go up in the polls, they're like, hold on, this guy's going to be a president? This actor?
You know.
Now he's revered as one of the... revered as one of the greater...
Yeah.
Modern day Republicans.
So I don't know much about what he did. All I know is he was pretty center.
My understanding, you know?
Like he did some extreme right things and then some pretty close to left things, like a bunch of them.
Yeah,
you know,
the Republicans today would not accept him as a Republican for the right.
No, and there is a little bit of anti-Reaganism. Mostly on the economic side.
Exactly. Well, Reaganomics was horrible.
And some
trickle down economics was horrible.
Yeah, yeah. But also maybe some of the culture stuff. Things are a lot more isolationist among the seems bigger segments of the Republican Party nowadays. Where Reagan was like, man, we're America. We need to lead by example, and we're going to fight the Soviet Union where we need to fight them, mm-hmm. and we're going to be a leader in this world, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, where was that
going? A lot of your Republicans Carter. Today, yeah, they think they're more along the lines of nationalists.
Yeah.
Like the state here.
A little more, yeah. America first kind of stuff. Mm. And there was a big thing too on the social or cultural side, you know, Jimmy Carter, part of one of the reasons people say that he lost the election is that famous like American malaise speech that he gave, where he said that, you know, America's just becoming too decadent. We got it so good. We don't even know it. We got to change our ways, this, that, and the other. And it turns out American people in 1979 or 1980 were like, we don't want to hear that.
No. Well, and we've quadrupled down since then.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And Reagan was just like, look, we're Americans. We're the best. Let's act like
let's
it.
Be
you
American,
know, enjoy
yeah.
it, you
yeah.
know? Yeah. And consume, you know?
That's crazy. It's like conflicting, you know, because that's America right there. Is we're like, we're the best.
Yeah.
And they're just cheeseburgers.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, like just, you
yeah,
know.
100%.
You know,
and only eat half of it.
Spiritual malaise. That's what he
yeah,
called it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Carter
get two
said
plates and only eat half of one.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat two breakfasts.
Yeah, exactly.
That's America.
Yeah, it's America.
Yeah.
Kick your ass
I
doing
need
it.
Breakfast, brunch, lunch, dinner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 Well, Reagan, he knew that, and he said, go for it. And people were like, heck yes.
Yeah,
that's my president.
I ain't hating
two terms.
I saw a clip of some Australian dude doing a TED Talks in Australia and was urging the Australians to stop ending in upward inflections because the world doesn't take you seriously. You know, he's like, if you listen to, you know.
That's funny.
Make everything you know? Sound like a question.
Oh,
yeah,
my
everything
goodness.
Sounds like a question, you know, where he's like, you know. Ooh. You farting in my cubicle, you know, type of thing. I can't do the fucking thing, but you know. And then he like does an American impression. He's like, you notice Americans always are. We're the best. We go down.
Yeah,
even that's when we're not. We're the best. You know, it's like we're the best. You know, here in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like always upwards, and nobody's gonna take you seriously.
That's pretty. Yeah, it's like you're asking me if you're the best. We're the best.
Yeah. We're the best here
in
America.
Best.
Yeah. United States of freedom. Yeah. It's like United States of freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you questioning?
Yeah.
You questioning my freedom?
Yeah. Exactly.
And then best thing about Teddy Roosevelt, would he would fight the box. He would fight the heavyweight champ.
Like in the Oval Office.
In the Oval
right?
Office. Mm-hmm. He just believed if you're the president, you should be able to beat the heavyweight champion boxer of the world. That's a mind state so far away.
Could you imagine Trump or Biden trying to fight a boxer?
Any
boxer.
Any boxer.
Vander Holyfield. Mm-hmm. Any boxer, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. Yeah. As old as he is today,
yeah.
Would knock them smooth out. Wouldn't have a chance.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And
not a single one of them could have competed since Teddy Roosevelt.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, probably not. And then, he got blinded.
Obama may have slipped him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obama could have balled with him. Like, he'd be him. He's got invite footwork. LeBron James over and then just like, can't guard me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm the president.
Yeah.
But yeah, Teddy got blinded in his eye fighting in the Oval Office and urged him not to say anything about it.
Got clocked by a heavy right.
He got his ass kicked. Oh, you know, man. But you
urged
know,
the boxer not to say anything.
Right? Please don't.
Yeah, please don't tell about you blinding this. Me.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. He's a G.
Yeah, a total G.
Yeah.
If you want, like, if American history or any kind of history isn't your thing, I urge you. Yeah, you could probably get started by just reading a little bit about Teddy Roosevelt. It's like, damn, this dude's OG.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
For real.
Hey, yeah, just leading up charges up hills, you know, in the face of just Spaniards shooting at him, taking the hill.
And he didn't even need to be – he did not need to be there. He was just like, I'm going to war.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And then back then you would just rally up.
That was just like a couple of years before his presidency.
Yeah.
Just a little bit before.
Yeah. You just gathered a few ragtag – group, like, you know, just some drunks from your town or whatever, and be like, hey, you know, shove a rifle at him and say, follow me into war. And he rode back alone like, whoops. Got everybody killed.
Oh, dang.
He just straightforward over that hill, and then he rode back alone.
Oopsie.
Oopsie. But again, main character.
Yeah.
He doesn't die.
He didn't die.
Yeah.
That's true. You were calling it plot armor, huh?
Plot armor, yeah. Because what if he died?
Right?
You know?
What if he got hit by just one stray bullet?
Parks.
Went through his heart.
Would anybody have come up with the Parks thing? Would anybody, you know? So you never know. Jackson got shot at.
Eleanor would have continued it on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jackson got shot at. I was bringing this up on the drive. Jackson got shot at, and then he beat the dude with a cane. I don't know if
that's
he beat
awesome.
Him to death or he like beat him really badly.
Going back to, sorry, I didn't mean to jump off Jackson there, but going back to Eleanor. He was obviously a G because she was one of the first women that like in the office that really started doing like projects and stuff for other women as well as, you know, humanitarian style, maybe not one of the first, but she was one of the first publicity. There was a lot of publicity about it.
Mm. All right.
For her. So
thinking of like good, like Jackie O, right?
There you go.
She was trying
there
to do that.
With old JFK.
Hillary Clinton, obviously. Michelle Obama. These are newer, but
yeah.
Those are some.
Nancy Reagan's Just Say No.
Yeah,
just
there you go.
How effective
that was. Horrible.
That was.
That was another misstep on
what
the Reagan.
What was Bush's wife's name? Bush Sr.?
Barbara.
That was Barbara.
Bush Sr.
Yeah, that was Barbara. Yeah.
And then she did some stuff.
Yeah,
Laura Bush didn't do nothing.
Not that I'm aware of.
Wait, was she Laura Bush?
Yep.
That was Laura Bush.
Is that the name of that singer, too?
No.
Kate Bush is something.
Yeah.
Similar yet different.
Yeah. Melania didn't do shit.
Not that we're aware of.
I don't even know what Biden's. Agnes Biden, I might
What's
have
her name?
Like Edna Biden. I don't know what her name is.
Blanche.
Yeah. Blanche Biden.
Beatrice.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I don't know her name.
Yeah. No idea.
She's like 20 years younger than him, too, ain't she?
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm making
60.
That up.
Jill.
Jill Biden. Yes, Jill Biden. Yeah. Yes, that's funny.
Is she
I don't know. Yeah. I don't. I think each one tries to have their little pet peeve.
You know.
I can only imagine what Melania's was. I know she had to have one. I think it's just standard.
She just rebelled. She was just
she had that jacket.
That jacket.
Michelle Obama did the lunch program thing.
Yeah, Michelle Obama was all about.
My kids hated, by the way, because it made them eat healthier stuff.
Sure. That's what my wife.
Took all the candy out of the
vending machine with an apple in it.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama was all about tackling fatness. She had big fat arms.
My wife will never vote for Mike Huckabee just based off the fact that he changed the whole nutritional guidelines when he was governor of Arkansas.
Dude,
my wife said they went from having like awesome food every day to having, just like broccoli. Here's broccoli steak and cauliflower.
Why don't you look at Mike and be like, Mike, you following this plan?
Right,
a little bit, huh? You spilling over. You know, and then what Hillary was, she was freaking serious. Anyway, I don't know what her thing that she did while
stuff too,
it was just eating babies, I think was, was what she was doing while Clinton was in office. That was her thing.
She was biding her time.
Yeah. Yeah. I will wait.
Yes.
These will feed my power for now.
The souls of your firstborn.
Yeah. And then
devour them.
I'm sure she's a nice lady.
I'm sure she is great.
You've been watching a little Alex Jones.
Yeah, I have been. And then Nancy Reagan was the drugs, right? And then
dare to keep kids off
Barbara
drugs.
Bush, she did something. She had something going on. She had a little thing.
Was she libraries? Did she do library stuff?
Maybe reading?
Maybe yeah, reading stuff, reading maybe.
Barbara Bush Library or something?
I don't know.
There's the Clinton Library in Arkansas. Yeah.
So, you know, they all had,
Yeah.
There was one more thing. Oh, yeah, I was saying Jackson beat the dude near to death or to death, I don't remember, with the cane. Imagine that guy didn't miss. Jackson killed. Trail of Tears doesn't happen, right?
Yeah.
Somebody else does it or something.
Well, I was going to say, they're making that happen anyway.
If there's Indians for murdering.
Yeah. Like, there's a movie about that right now. Apparently, it's murder. Very graphic. The new movie came out.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
I think,
What that's about?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Trail of Tears?
And apparently, I read one review from, I don't know, I think it was somebody that's Native American, and they said, it was graphic, detailed killings of natives with the only reprieve of 30 minutes of them telling you how they're about to graphically kill Indians.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much pretty gruesome, apparently. Apparently.
See.
But I heard it's a great movie, too, though. So,
I have no idea about it other than Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro are in it. So I was like...
Apparently...
So when I heard that, I was like, I figured it was a gangster movie.
Yeah. I also... I heard...
Is it Martin Scorsese, too?
Yeah, Scorsese.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's all set in that?
Well, I heard at one point... Leo gets spanked by what's his face? The one you just said?
Bob De Niro.
De Niro.
Yeah.
And apparently De Niro spanked so hard when they ran it back and did it again, he had to wear butt pads. as a heart attack. I read that.
So
article.
Like a grown Robert De Niro.
Yep.
Bends like right now. Just takes him. You're not too old.
Yeah.
For me to bend you over my knee.
He was apparently really annoyed with Leo and his over improvising and overacting.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Because Scorsese is classically like, oh, go ahead.
Let's see
what happens. And Leo.
And De Niro's not as.
De Niro's like, I'm trying to get out of here today. Like, just shoot it the way it's written and keep rolling. Yeah. So you go, President's History.
I like
There's
it.
All that.
That was fun.
Yeah. It reminds me, I need to brush up on it.
Mm. Oh, me too. Me too. I only know a lot, or I don't even know a lot. I know a little bit about Teddy, and that's.
They all had to be something to be president, right?
Yeah. I mean, every time.
They weren't all like Biden. It's just like, here's the political machine has just squirted out this candidate.
That is literally what happened. Literally what happened.
We had the exact opposite before.
And I was going to say, and we had the perfect storm of people voted for the guy they thought wasn't going to be part of the machine. He ended up having to be a part of the machine to get anything done. Figured that out like everybody does that gets into that office. So they were like, crap, we're not only did we also get a politician, but we got some guy that we don't like as how gruff he is and you know the things he says. We don't like that as much, so let's go back to the regular politician.
And I don't think the Democrats are just being magnanimous when they're not constantly raising like, we're having to fix this mess that Trump left behind. You never hear that, right? Because there really wasn't, there wasn't a big mess left behind.
Right.
Not any more than any other presidents left behind. It's not
probably
like,
less than many.
Probably less than many. Yeah. It wasn't like when, Obama became president in 2009 and he had almost 6 year long war in Iraq plus the war in Afghanistan.
You know, some liberal is hating us saying positive things about Trump right now. The biggest trouble I get or the biggest complaints I get on my show is if I say anything positive about Joe Biden or President Trump.
That's off limits for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy that way. I can talk smack about either one of them all day.
Stand in the middle and just call it out, like, you know.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
As media, that's what we should be doing.
Yeah. Find a little silver lining in certain situations. Not that bad, you know. I mean, talk about these being tumultuous times. There were times in the past that were that were much crazier. I mean, think of the political turmoil this country faced, like in the 60s and 70s, between the assassination of JFK, his brother RFK, Martin Luther.
Markets fell.
The riots in Watts and Chicago and all over the place. The crap that happened in San Francisco in the 70s when a couple of San Francisco politicians were assassinated by a guy who only ended up serving like 7 years in prison or something for it. Yeah.
I guess sometimes these political assassins get like less years than the guy who dealt weed 3 times.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly a whole lot less than someone who stole like 16 bucks, robbed 16 bucks from neighborhood Corner convenience store.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a... you know, Trump is a one-of-a-kind guy out of only already a handful of guys in history, which is, I mean, love him or hate him, like, there's nobody else who kind of rose like him.
Right.
Who was like him, who did as little as he did, and, like, had as little knowledge as he did, and, like, you know, so I give him props there. Like, he's a singular guy among, you know, less than 50 singular guys. What are we on, 47 or 48? This is a 48.
We're 46. 46. Right?
Oh, yeah. 46.
46. Because 45. They call Trump 45.
Okay.
Not my president, people.
Okay. I don't know why I thought it was more than that. So 45 guys, you know, and each one is their own. But then you were mentioned earlier, like all these, like Wilson and, you know, guys, like how they look, clump them all together. You got Eisenhower, you got JFK, you got Trump, Nixon, Reagan, like a lot of, like, really, these guys stand at their own. But Trump is up on his own other thing. No, you know, completely different.
I'm totally fine with some boring presidents.
Yeah.
Let me just say that real quick. Like, shout out to the presidents who made it 4 or 8 years or less if they were assassinated or
and
died
we know nothing about
something.
Them.
Right.
Yeah. And we know nothing about it. It's like, man, well, you kind of kept the lid on the shit back then.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And that's the thing about Biden is, like, with Biden, I'm not even paying attention. Like, Biden could have cured, or like, solved world hunger, and I wouldn't know about it. Exactly. I just know that he fell off a bike or fell up some stairs doing it.
Because,
or like,
that's
like
what
that.
The media puts out there.
And
because
that's
what we consume. Exactly. That's right. That's seriously, though. That's like, why we, get
it. If it doesn't matter, like, how good your policies or anything like that. I'm looking at you as a character or something like that, and all I see is a man who's, like, lost in a garden, like an old man lost in a garden.
Yeah,
like,
you need to watch more CNN and MSNBC, and you at least catch those edited videos they edit the stumbling as best as they can.
Yeah,
you know, where he's just like,
"Good night, America," and then it's like quick cut, falling,
like barely get a sentence out nowadays. Yeah. You know, and so when you hear him say, "I am Joe Biden, president of the States, the United States."
Yeah.
And,
you know, that was 6 minutes of.
That's right. Yeah.
There's
a lot cut out of that.
When our stepdad was down with our mom, they showed me a little piece of a recording of Trudeau, Justin Trudeau messing up something about water bottles. Like, I guess some reporter asked him about.
He's the Prime Minister of Canada.
Canada.
So he's like the president of the United States. Gotcha.
Yeah. Still bows to like a king or something, some bullshit.
Yeah, it is a king.
Is
it
might
a
as
kneel?
Well,
somehow
might
the whole
well
thing
be bowing.
Oh,
might
no.
as well put your knee.
The whole thing
ground.
Seemed more dignified when it was a queen.
Yeah, totally.
Now that it's King Charles, it's just like with his little sausage fingers.
Yeah,
it's just some old dude up there. Yeah, I know a lot of old dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandpa's an old dude. Yeah. I want him being king.
Yeah, for sure. But he was getting, you know, he was on a media scrum or whatever, and they're like, you know, Mr. Trudeau, what do you think about the, you know, impact water bottles are having on the environment or whatever? And he just like went into a flurry of just like, oh, me and my family, we don't drink out of bottles. We drink out of bottles, or not bottles. Like we, the tap bottles. Like it was like a really bad, but he was just hit with a question that he lied. He's lying.
Yeah.
Is what he
I
did.
I don't drink
he
out of water.
His
homeboy was hiding his water
bottles.
Bottle. Yeah.
All day for Justin
put it
Trudeau.
Behind his back.
This is Canadian politics. You can win or lose an election based off, you know, whether, you know, your recycling habits and specifically
we don't drink water in our house.
That guy uses water bottles. He's a monster.
Yeah,
he probably agrees with the Israelis in their war.
It's only vodka in our house.
It's
Yeah.
Israelis.
Get him.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
dancing around. What an issue to dance around. Like, that's at least in America. It's more just like, so what were you saying about those women on tape again, sir? Like, more things in that direction, you know? Yeah. Like, how much were you interfering with the election? Sir, there's evidence. We were going through your trash and we found a Dasani bottle in there.
How much cocaine exactly did you do during high school? Yeah. Like, that's what we get.
Yeah.
And then. And
he tells that freely.
Yeah. So the Trudeau footage, I was like, that is bad, but it has nothing on Biden. And they were like, you know, we haven't really seen the. And I was like, oh buddy. Like, I showed him a
'cause their media up there shows, I think, a happy, happy, rosy Biden picture.
Really? Yeah, yeah. I showed him a 15-minute comp.
Like, oh, Hunter Biden, he's that fine young man, right? Yeah. That you know, has he made it out of the house yet? Well, no, he hasn't. But because he's trying to hide from some indictment or another, you can't arrest him in there, I guess.
So I showed him a compilation of all the things where he's like, you know, touching girls, kissing them,
and, sniffing their heads.
Like, dude, you fucked it up.
Y'all had it in the bag.
Screwed the whole thing. Y'all had it with in the bag. Guy. Yeah. Literally, like, how are we supposed to? How is any liberal supposed to defend that?
Well, they defend some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah,
but think about it this way: they screwed themselves out of another Democratic 4 years, and because you know they're not going to make him step down and nominate another one, so we're going to get Trump and we're going to get Biden as long as Trump can.
So I hope he forgets to like run.
He forgets to file.
Forgets to file, and like he's not even
misses the deadline.
Yeah, he misses the deadline, and now he's no longer like going to be an incumbent. <It's> just, you have to run another 4 years, Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and then so like showed him the video of him falling off the bike. Get him off the bike. Why is he on a bike? All right, keep him off the bike because
don't film him when he's on the bike.
Don't film him.
Or think about it this way: my dad. He rides about 15 to 18 miles a day. At least make sure he rides a bike if he's going to get on a bike. You know what I'm saying? It's like putting an 80-year-old that's never been on one of those hoverboards on it. It's like, here, go do this on TV.
Biden could ride a bike. It was the disembarking. That was the worst part. He like rides up all cool, right to the camera, and then he sticks his leg out, and then you can see he gets his other foot like, caught in the it's like
falls over
he just falls over like you know
which could happen to anybody technically
100%
because I saw the exact same youth scene.
You don't want to see your president
exactly
the leader
and
of
he
your
looks
nation.
Old doing it
absolutely.
And then he falls this way, he falls that way, he falls upstairs, downstairs, and then
like
after,
a vaudeville show but what is with the sniffing heads of kids and kissing kissing babies, shaking hands and kissing babies is an age-old adage, okay? So it's not like people haven't been kissing babies, but we also know today you don't go around kissing other people's babies and then sniffing their heads.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure my grandpa probably sniffed my head at one point.
Absolutely.
Like, grab my
especially
shoulders.
As a little baby.
Like, kind of like, you know, you do that as an old man.
But that's
right?
Like infant like, stuff, yeah. Right? You sniff an infant's head. You don't sniff a 6-year-old's head.
I might have gotten, you know, as a 12-year-old even might have gotten sniffed.
It's like, boy, you need to wash your head.
Yeah. You know, Rusty. He called you Rusty or something. And
ruffled your hair.
Ruffled your hair. Kind of put his hands, like, give you that old man massage. That's like...
too far.
Concrete, you know, like this kung fu grip that he has that like on the arm here. How many of you have gotten
the
arm?
Snatches on the shoulder.
On the shoulder, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just
that one right there, though.
Just doing that,
Get you right down the elbow. Yeah. There's no getting away.
That's true.
You could do that to an ultimate fighter and they're like neutralized. Yeah. You got him. Old man
like
fingers
Vulcan
digging
grip.
Into the elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I told you about what happened at the community center the other day?
Yeah. I don't care who you are.
Love it.
So, and then... every time he leaves a speech, every time he's done with a speech, he just like he's ghoulish, like he just like he like just turns and just
he
walks
plays
away.
Into the whole, you know, NPC and you know somebody he's a plant.
A clone
conspiracy. It's like what's he proves that we're in a
simulation.
Like not network, but what's the
Matrix?
Matrix. There it is.
Matrix,
he's like, oh, see, there's he proves we're in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Well, by the way,
he literally does it like this. He finishes a speech and he's looking forward and he just
Yeah.
It like it's so smooth, the action of him turning and then just going.
Maybe he's
and then
had-
usually an aide comes up behind, comes up to him, turns him around, and sends him the other way.
Yeah.
It's just not a good look.
Yeah, it was a like robotic the Medal of Honor recipient ceremony he held recently, where he just walked out in the middle of it. Just it was like right in the middle, and there was like because there's a whole like protocol and process of ceremonial activities at this thing, and right in the middle he thinks it's done apparently, and he just walks out, and everybody's like, well, the president's not going to be here for the rest of this apparently.
He went to bed. What he did. That's just right. Like grandpas do.
Yeah,
like on a Thanksgiving or something. Like you with grandpa. Yeah. You know,
he's a blast for an hour and his house.
Where's grandpa? Oh, he's in bed. He went to bed.
Yeah, that he showed up at. What is it, like Association of Southeast Asian Nations, some kind of conference in Southeast Asia. I think he's in Singapore, and they do a press conference as soon as he arrives, and he pretty much just ends it right away, going like, "Yeah, I got to take a nap. The jet lag's really got me." Just complaining about that, and he is quickly whisked right off the stage, and the press person's got to get up there and be like, conference is over, and it's like, okay, jet lag, sure,
you want a nap, everybody
probably
does.
Want a nap after a long 14-hour flight, however long it was, but man, you're the president of the United States. If you can't do it, don't do it. How about that? Like, why the heck? If your first inclination is to take a nap afterwards, maybe you didn't need to be there.
I mean,
in the first place.
Tough it out.
You're the president of the United States because you do not have a bed in the plane to take a nap on the way.
Yeah.
Surely.
Take a shower.
It's Air Force
be
One.
Be refreshed.
It's like, I can't sleep on a plane.
It's tough, but I have fallen asleep on a plane.
I have fallen asleep.
Surely if you were the president, though, you get off the plane like, damn, this sucks. But I want a nap, but I got to do this press.
But you give
them
5 or 10.
Out of the way.
You give
or
five
end
or
it with
minutes.
A joke or something. Be like, I don't know, something. Or just be
give
like,
a couple
well,
minutes,
gotta go.
Couple of sound bites. And then you'll be like, all right, that's enough for me now. I got to rest. Hey, we got a lot of work to do here. Yeah. So.
He was probably told him, he probably actually was medicated and was told he couldn't do it because, you know, he'd mess up his words.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he fell asleep at what? What did he fall asleep at? Where he's just.
Yeah.
He just fell asleep like that recently. Like within a month or two, he had like, you know, Fox News, fucking Biden falls asleep, and, you know, because he's an old man.
Was it live streamed?
It's just literally delivering just boxes of ammo to Fox News every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Just crates of missiles and ammo that they use against Biden. Of just clips, sound bites, going way back when he was vice president sniffing heads, going up to the point, you know. And then there was a point where right when Biden got in, because I hadn't been paying attention to Biden at all. And then when he debated Trump, I was like, Biden's a badass. I thought so. Like, because Trump would talk, he would go, will you shut up, man?
Yeah.
Remember, like,
yeah, the Corvette.
Your Corvette.
The cool aviator glasses, you know, like, look like, man, that's a guy. I wish that guy was my neighbor.
Mm-hmm. I thought Biden was about to be a badass.
Yeah. No, he got, like, real old.
Real quickly.
I think he was taking, like, some sort of mind. You know, I think he was taking Joe Rogan's mind stuff.
Yeah, Alpha Brain.
Yeah,
he was taking Alpha Brain during the debate. Yeah. Or, like, they're running. And then
Rogan cut him off.
Exactly.
Yeah, get out of your butt. I don't know. No more for you. Yeah.
Rogan's like, you can't have any. No bots.
Yeah. No Alpha Brain.
We'll see.
Nootropics.
I don't. And now where we're at, because you've got a guy like Biden who's just career politician. That's all he's ever done. Yeah. He's got a lot of skeletons in his closet. Mm-hmm. And the biggest one is his just schmuck of a son. Hunter, you know. Yeah. I mean, there was a little period where I had this, like, I didn't like Biden, but I also had this, like this innocent feel about him as well. Like, the guy's just old and times have just moved past him. Like, at the end of the day, no matter how misguided his policies are, he's still just a good old man. You know, he's a good man. And seeing what we've seen with some of these revelations about his connections to Hunter Biden's shady business deals. Whatever the hell he was doing, and for Burisma and in China and stuff, you know, like being an advocate for things this guy don't know nothing about, you know, and Biden obviously being aware of it and maybe somehow being finding it financially rewarding as well. That's really colored my opinion now.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, hey, he's a bumbling fool, but he's a bumbling corrupt fool.
And can I say that Republicans feel, to me, it feels like Republicans have gone on the whole attack Joe through Hunter, kind of like the Democrats do. Does that make sense? I feel like prior to this, the Republicans had a reserve, like, we're going to attack the guy and how garbage he is. We won't absolutely just go against their children. But maybe we haven't had one that's a dope head, you know, or whatever.
It hasn't been this bad. They went against Obama's kids decent, just because they were young and they were like, you know, they were just didn't care. You know, and like they would wear booty shorts around.
Oh, I got you.
People didn't like that. And then,
well, for the most part, though, like his both of his kids, I don't know if surely one, the oldest one was an adult still within Obama's presidency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but became an adult or something. Like that.
Maybe, turned 18 or older. I don't know. I just remember like from the early on, they were just very young kids.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't much you could say. They weren't, you know, selling or buying cocaine.
Yeah. Right.
You know, but no shortage. They weren't on a board of some green energy company that's a shell for something.
And no shortage of Hannity clips where it was like Obama's kids texting during one of the speeches.
Yeah, for sure.
Not caring. Fine. You know, like that type of thing.
See, I don't, but I guess I haven't watched it either. Now that you say that, I don't really pay attention to it. So it just felt, but you're right.
And people did cling on to that as much as they could back then.
There was one clip I remember of Hannity yelling, and it was like they were both like walking around the White House lawn or something. They had like booty shorts, and they were with their phones and laughing and acting kind of like couple of kids. They were kids. And I'm saying booty shorts. They were kids. And he was like, they're dressed like that.
Yeah.
At the, you know, so they were, I think they've always tried, but now, I mean, they were given, you know, Hunter Biden on a platter, like with a apple.
Well,
mouth.
And that's it's been a while for the Republicans to be able to look at the first family and find a lot of scummery in it. You could say, like, you couldn't say anything scummy about Obama's family.
Yeah,
you know, maybe the
booty shorts, talking,
some booty shorts.
But what parent doesn't go through that with your teenage daughter?
Yeah.
That,
no, you can't wear that. You know,
but Hunter Biden. Don Trump Jr. And then think Bush Jr. His girls, they were pretty wild. And
Cheney's daughter was a lesbian, right? And like hated him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name? Now I think about it. The Chelsea Clinton.
Yeah,
Daughter of the Clintons. She was kind of teenage into adulthood in that area.
She's
too.
In politics now, right?
Really? She's something. Yeah, she's something. Doing something. But I feel like when Clinton was president, like she was still, she was a teenager, but she was like a good. She was like wasn't getting in any.
Yeah, she. I don't
nothing
think,
scandalous.
I don't think there was
she
scandal.
Wasn't like a teen mom or
but,
something.
But
like
there was
that.
Scandal when she went on dates. I remember that. It was something about a date or something that was scandalous.
That'd probably be like a funny story though.
Yeah,
like,
hopefully.
Their picture of the guy that she's dating, like surrounded by social, Secret Service agents.
And, I feel like that was a meme.
Social Security
agents. Clinton was a pretty cool dude, I think. Like a lot of people are saying, like,
everybody he remembered everybody's names.
Yeah.
Everybody loved him back then.
Yeah.
He was just some governor from Arkansas.
Yeah.
And
but there's so much conspiracy around him and I guess Jeffrey Epstein and him banging kids and stuff like that. Yeah, there's so much of that.
Yeah.
There's a pedophilia ring or whatever. I don't read into it. Nothing's proven at all. Well, so I'm not worried about that. All I know is like Clinton's dad died, right? His actual biological father died when he was like 2 or 3 because he was drunk driving. And then his mom, I think, was drug addict or something like that. And, you know, and then he was a Jefferson. He was Bill Jefferson until he was like 19. And he changed his last name to Clinton after his stepdad.
Huh.
And so he could be like actual brothers with, what's his face? What's Bill Clinton's brother? I forget, you know, and like good dude, really good, solid dude who like avoided what potentially could have been like a shit life, you know, like a really shit life, instead took it and did his thing, you know, like came from not good people.
Right.
No, I'm good, thank you. Yeah. So he said, no, I'm good, thank you, to a shit life and did excellent things instead.
Well, that's cool. I mean, anybody that can, you know, pull themselves out of their situation,
yeah,
you know, and become more than what they were, you know, than yeah. what they could have settled to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, for sure. That, I applaud
like
them. I don't know.
Like a broken ass home.
This Epstein stuff. Okay.
Stepdad. I think stepdad might have beaten his wife. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah. Let's talk about this Epstein stuff really quickly because I don't know the details. I have not followed any of it. I'm sure there is some.
There's something.
Something there. There's something there. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. They did this not all made up. You know what I mean?
It was enough there for the guy to either kill himself or if you're, you know, or the conspiracy theory. It's
the
gonna
conspiracy
be one of the
was
two
that the Clintons had him
that
killed,
he was,
right?
Somebody had him killed, right? So there was something there one way or the other. Right. I mean, the guy knew there was enough weight against against him in that case that I guess and, suicide he felt was the best way out.
And maybe he did know that the people that he would have to tell on would be some of the most powerful people in America or in the world.
Yeah.
So he thought the easiest way out was taking his own life. I really don't know.
Were you going in the route, which is where my mind goes, at least sometimes, maybe I'm biased, but it's like just because a person has taken a picture with the guy doesn't mean that they're a pedophile.
I was going to go there.
Right?
There's a lot
of
people.
He says this every time someone sees his picture of him with Jared Fogle. He's like, just because you're in a picture with this guy
doesn't mean he committed sodomy on
you. He was my hero at one point.
They created a new term of like a data amount, storage amount based on Fogle.
Really?
Like he had like 15 terabytes in 2008 or some shit. 2010.
That's a lot.
That is, and it's like pictures. Like that is a huge amount. That's so now 50. That's a Fogle. You have you have been charged with having one Fogle of CP.
Wow!
My goodness,
15 terabytes.
That'd be equivalent of like a nude photo of every kid ever. Yeah, every time you were 18 months old and your parents took a picture of you in the bath, Jared Fogle had it.
Right?
Yeah,
they sent him a copy.
Yeah, and don't post that on social media, guys. Anybody? Just for the record.
Yeah.
Don't post your kid's pee-pee on social media.
You shouldn't do that.
No. Most people don't even have a Fogle on their servers to back up.
For sure.
You know, that's 15 terabytes, dude.
I remember working at a place and we got a 1 terabyte server, and we thought we were high on the hog with that thing.
Fogle never.
Yeah.
And now, I filled that up in my first month.
I can't wait for the advertisements on the Android or the iPhone, whichever one comes first. The new iPhone 28 with a Fogle.
Yeah, one Fogle.
Preloaded. Preloaded Fogle.
Preloaded. Like, I don't... What's on it?
I don't think Biden got reelected then, huh?
I think that's enough about all that because we are on a bit of a time crunch.
Well,
so I want to get to. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Any last thoughts?
No, a million. I'm sorry. My mind has been in such a other place the last couple of days. I was looking forward to not having to say a whole lot on this podcast today. Uh-huh. And Tyler brings up one of the best
topics.
Yeah. And I'm just not prepared. I got chicken on my mind. It's my fault. Is I've got to go pick up about 120 pounds, literally 120 pounds of chicken.
Nice.
I got to pay you for that. What was it, $7?
An hour and 15 minutes from now.
So I
still got a little bit of time.
But, it's a 45-minute drive?
No, it was 30.
Oh, okay.
30, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I really wanted to hear about your court experience because talking about politics, you know, there ain't nothing stopping a defendant from breaching a gag order. Are you really breaching a gag order?
No. There's no gag order.
But you've been in some court proceedings.
Yeah, well, first I wanted to point out that there's a new term. It's called Trumpian.
Yeah.
I went Trumpian. I'm going Trumpian right now, which is the term is doing something that Trump would do, basically. And in this case, I am breaching a do not talk about it clause with a court case. No, it's actually it's not. But no, there was property stolen on my property in Pushmataga County, and they caught a guy that I guess match the description or whatever.
This is the old farm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Calling all cars, calling our cars, yeah, looking for a black man between 4'7 and 6'8.
No.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a joke.
But I was there in court, got on the stand, and they started doing their thing. The lawyers started doing their thing, you know, talking, started asking me questions. One objected. They started doing their thing again through the objections.
Like, he pled not guilty. Like, he's like, I'm taking you to a jury trial.
Yeah, he's going jury trial.
You're
sitting
on one where it's like people are like, objection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was a preliminary hearing. But yeah, they were objecting. Like, not objection like that, right, but they were like, objection, Your Honor, there's no grounds for the vote. You know what I mean?
It was just not as dramatic as all that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, check.
Yeah. Slam your. Did your they
Honor,
ever slam?
I can't believe. You let him get away with that.
No one slammed their briefcase down?
No, no.
Yeah.
Oh, but it gets better because there was ruckus in the court, so I do get to talk about that. But so anyway, in my case, there were pictures entered that were pictures taken off a game cam at my property that show the shows a man on my property, and it shows him loading up some of my property, right?
What?
Yeah, a propane tank. So we're talking huge, 500-gallon propane tank.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Fuels an entire
house. Yeah,
house.
It's a, or 300, maybe a 300. I don't know what
250 is. What mine is? I think that's like
it's a full size, the big ones.
Not no little grill.
Not no little grill
like
style.
That one like the one I have in my back house. People make smokers.
You got to rip it out of the ground.
Yeah,
you got to disconnect it from the ground.
If it's anything bigger than the one you put on your like grill, that's it. Yeah, that's a deal.
Yeah. So anyway, and he rutted up the yard like foot and a half ruts, you know, because he got stuck. He had to get his tractor to get it out.
Wait.
The whole night.
He got stuck during a rain. So he was like a neighbor then or something.
Right?
He got his tractor.
Allegedly, it was a neighbor.
Allegedly, yeah. And so, there's not
reportedly
anybody living there all the time, right?
Correct. Nobody lives there at this time. It is it's a house that, you know, I lived in 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody's lived in there for 10 years. So, but anyway, so I was there.
I thought you didn't need this anymore. Yeah.
Well, I heard that there was somebody told that he said he mistook hours for the one he was supposed to pick up.
Ah.
But if he was somebody from the area, which is, you know, true, then he knows that's not.
That's not the Lindley residence.
That's the Lindley residence.
Everybody,
it's been that way since 64.
And in you this know? Place, and in this town that it's in, there's no way you don't know. Don't go there. Everybody could tell you exactly who owns what and where.
They would have called him 5 minutes after he was supposed to be there and be like, my propane tank's still out. You haven't got it yet?
You know?
And then he's like, well, I got it. And,
right.
No, well, you got the wrong one.
And so he got the wrong one. He decided to keep it.
Yeah, and then sell it to the propane place.
But you said, so he got his truck stuck.
Yep.
He had to go get his tractor.
Yep.
So
pulled it out.
Allegedly. So allegedly he walked to go get the tractor.
No, actually, not allegedly. I did see.
Or do you
see,
bring a truck and a trailer with a tractor
I don't,
on it?
I can't. I say allegedly as the defendant. I do know that a man stole my stuff.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Because
yes.
I have pictures.
That's woman? This
man.
It could have been a,
in today's age?
Dressed as a gruff man. Yes. Dressed as a cowboy looking
could
gruff
style man.
Could have
been a trans man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe wait, not that's in
this
still
town.
A man.
Maybe
so
not in this
you
town.
Still say man.
What about a dude that transitioned to woman being a woman and then changed his mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Caitlyn
so
Jenner.
That's the allegedly.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
So this dude, he buried his truck in your yard. And then he walked somewhere to go get a tractor, right?
Yes. Yeah.
He didn't bring it on the property
correct.
With him initially.
Correct. Yeah, and then drug it.
So he was a local boy then.
Yeah. Yes. They're his family. He has family that is local. Yeah. In the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Which is a huge neighborhood because it's, you know,
unless
large
he went
tractor.
It did not surprise.
Large
or he land. Stole a tractor and used that to get his truck.
Yeah. From his grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's sick of him. Like sick of that his shit ass grandkid.
Yeah.
But I gotta say his
I know
defense
where he keeps
attorney,
the keys though.
He paid high dollar. He paid high dollar for his defense attorney. So his defense attorney was real good.
Laura Lindley?
No, no, no. She's not. She's not
awkward.
She's not a defense attorney. Yeah,
paying really well. I just,
so they like did some more objections and stuff, and they got the photos not admissible on basis of they weren't my photos originally. They were actually given to me by the hunter that has the game cam there.
What does that matter?
Evidence is evidence.
Because
right?
It was circumstantial evidence. I can't guarantee that the photo was taken on the date that's stamped.
Mm.
And there was a couple other things. A great attorney. He did his job.
Be altered, maybe.
And here's the thing. I don't hold the guy that was sitting over there. I'm not mad at him. You know, I forgave him already. If it's drugs, I hope he gets better. I hope
this
he gets help.
But this is a criminal proceeding.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. So he's.
It's not up to you.
It's not
point.
Up to me. I'm just going to say what I say, which is this is a photo of my property. That's a photo of a man, and they're going to say, do you recognize that man? No, because his hat's down. Yeah. I've never met the man that's sitting across from me.
Prosecutor, no, that's their job to
exactly
be like,
that's weird.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How does that work? Like,
you're
how
just
do
a
you
witness
feel? Yeah,
I'm just like a circumstantial
you
witness basically.
Own the property of the crime.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
You are the victim.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm a victim.
I don't know if you feel victimized.
Nah. Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing.
A little bit, right?
How liberal do
your stuff?
Here, if the judge happens to be a fan of our show, okay?
Yeah.
Because he is a judge in this county also.
Then you're done for.
If no. Yeah, probably. If he happens to be a fan of this show, here's the optimal thing that can happen to this man. If he's found guilty, they can say restitution, probably in the area of about $2,000 to $2,500 because we had to grade the parking lot back and then to replace the propane tank. I don't know. Yeah. However much
so
the propane
you
tank.
Did not get the original one back.
Oh, that's sold and gone.
That,
or
no.
Is that another story?
No, that's another little, I don't know. You don't have time. The short part is the person that stole it, I don't know if it's that a defendant or not, but the person that stole it brought back a propane tank. The problem was it was somebody else's stolen propane tank. It wasn't ours. So now we have just some random propane tank sitting on our property.
But now anyway, you're in possession.
We're in possession of a stolen property. But we've reported
receiving.
It to the sheriff multiple times. We're like, that propane tank's still there.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway.
I can't wait to watch the movie.
Yeah, right? So they get that knocked out.
All I know
out.
How to do is put stuff in pre-dug holes. So
different sheriff. That's sheriff. Different sheriff department.
Oh, yeah.
Different
Bush,
county.
Bush County.
Mataha County, Oklahoma. But
so they returned another stolen. Where'd they steal that from?
Probably another.
Well, and was this after the start
continues.
Of the prosecution, or was this like the same night they steal yours and put another one back on there? Or was it
no,
after
it was later.
The prosecution?
It was after they either arrested him or whatever they did.
Oh, so we'll make a right. Like maybe that'll just drive. No, go we'll back. I back. Promise you, it's back over there. And they go and they're like, it's just a different. It's no,
somebody
that's not
else's
his.
Propane
yeah.
tank. Yeah. So,
and the cycle continues. It's like they don't steal one to replace the one he stole. And
until yours is put back on somebody else's piece of property.
It's actually a theft ring, what do they call those? The pyramid scheme. The theft ring pyramid scheme. I'm still one to replace the other.
All you need to do is get three thieves underneath you to steal.
Yeah.
And then your downstream.
And then you don't actually have to steal anything after that, but you're collecting.
You'd be flooded in propane tanks.
Yeah.
Apparently, I think we interrupted you, but you said you're looking at this guy in court. Do you feel like any regret for him being prosecuted in that?
Not
is that
at
where
all.
You were going? Okay.
No,
okay.
No. Actually, if he did the crime, he should do some time probably. But I think ideal time for this man would be if he has an issue with drugs. If that's the reason why he's stealing, then you got to go to inpatient. You can't check yourself out. You got to do court-ordered inpatient rehab, okay? And then when you come out, I want him to be able to work. I want it, so he just has to pay monthly restitution. Mm. In an honest amount.
I thought maybe that's where you were going.
In a decent amount, you know.
It's a little more restorative justice.
Absolutely.
Feel like maybe restorative justice, that's a perfect example for that. Like maybe the guy doesn't even need any jail or prison time, but for one, his ass needs to be out on your property. Okay, you probably fixed the ruts already, but if anything, make some more ruts. Have some fun. Get your truck out there and dig it down.
I want him to be able to work. That's what I'm saying. Go work. And then, so you can pay restitution.
It'll work for you a little bit.
And I don't expect a grip, You know, I don't expect to get rich off the man. I just want back what it would take to get me a nice propane tank. Yeah, yeah. Maybe the benefit of you doing this to me is I get a nicer propane tank than I had, the old one. You know what I mean? I understand that.
Things back to normal a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly, but I get a propane tank.
A little bit.
A working one. Yeah, a working one. Yeah, a working propane tank. Yeah. That's not too
maybe
much.
Maybe like paints the house or something.
Nah, that's he don't have to do all that. You know what I mean?
Cleans up dog poop?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Puts up a fence or something.
Yeah. He so goes to work.
A little restorative.
Raises his family because he's got a family, in my understanding. So he goes to work, raises his family, does his thing, but just pays a little on the side to make it right.
Court-ordered rehab, 2 years probation.
Yep. There you go.
And restitution made to you.
There you go.
In the form of cash payments.
And it doesn't have felony, to be right? $1,000 a month or something to break his bank. It can be, you know, enough that he can live and comfortably.
Yeah.
It just as long as the payments are made, because that shows me that he's not trying to be like that anymore.
Because what mostly happens, let's say, okay, it's he makes this restitution to you quickly, or he goes to jail.
He probably went and stole some more stuff to make the restitution. Quickly.
And then he spent that on drugs and didn't pay you. And then he went to jail. You never get money.
Exactly.
Like you'll never get money. Yep. I'm sure most people never get money.
Oh, when they have their
drug. Yeah, because if you're incarcerated, it's the restitution's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either
because you're getting $2.12 a day from what they get at the you know, whatever it is at the jail,
the dressmaking factory or whatever, making clothing for another prison.
Yeah,
definitely.
It seems weird.
Absolutely, it's a self-sustaining industry, man. Yeah,
but yeah. So
how did all this? What did you get a call?
But I didn't get to testify or anything because I got Laura got a call I got the call. The hunter sent me the message on Facebook Messenger and with the pictures said, "Hey, I saw this. There's your place is all torn up. You're going to come look at it." So I did. That's how I found out initially. Yeah.
Propane tank's gone on your property.
Yeah.
So I was going down Johnson's General Store the other day.
Yeah.
Or was it? Where was it? Maybe it was down to the pharmacy. Wherever I was going, it was Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. You know what? It might have been Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
what
crazy.
What was I talking about?
So anyway, they had to shut it down. They have another court date set now. So I'll get to talk about what happens if I testify now or not or whatever. But so we'll talk about
it. So this is you going Trumpian. Or did you go Trumpian over there?
I just went Trumpian.
You're the victim. You have the right to say whatever, whenever. And even he does.
Really?
That's what's funny about the gag order on Trump is the gag order is usually there to kind of protect the defendant a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's to keep, of course, jurors aren't supposed to be going out there talking about it, but it's to like limit some media coverage on it and what other people associated with the case can say to the media. But if you're the defendant, like if it's there to kind of protect you, you as the defendant, man, you get to say you can say whatever the heck you want. And
okay. Well, I don't think I violated anything.
No, I don't.
So how does it work though?
All.
So you get the text from the hunter, right? And then you
call the police. Right hand police. Yeah,
got you. And then they look at the evidence, quote unquote.
Right.
And
sent it to the sheriff's department because apparently there was other things that they were gathering that had happened.
They check their usual suspects and they're like, that's we know
does
exactly
the truck,
who that is.
Does the truck match does the truck fit?
I'm sure it does.
Did it get a license plate?
No, didn't have a license plate. I had a clear picture of the guy. Again, his face was down, so you know, unless you know the fellow and seen him wear before, or whatever.
But that's they have their list of usual suspects.
Yeah.
This guy's probably done it a handful of times.
And that was
already.
The thing. I got a couple of calls from locals that was like, "Would you please make sure you can go testify? Because we need to, you know, get as much of this to stick as we can because he's been doing this forever."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And looking at the man that was sitting in front of me, he looked like a healthy man. He didn't look like he was on dope, you know what I mean, or anything like that. So unless he's just a thief, if he's just a thief, he can go hope they rack all the charges up and they put him away for 10
Trump
or 15.
Charges up.
Yeah. And make sure that he thinks about it while he's in jail. But if he's on dope and he can get some help and he'll stick the program, then, you know, let him become a citizen that's doing things for, you know, again.
Yeah, I imagine the folks around there would be hollering at you about it because, I mean, if the guy, like, left and if he had access to a tractor in a pretty quick time frame, he didn't
apparently
walk like 10 miles.
Apparently,
it was
his father-in-law's who lives in my...
He comes around then.
Right.
And, stealing stuff apparently while he's around. So yeah, let's
and apparently do something about it's this guy. That relative that has been, you know, bailing him out every time he gets in trouble, gets caught. Yeah. So it's kind of perpetuating this issue, according to what I was told by locals.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't know the man; never met him before in my life. So,
but isn't a thief a thief? Like, I don't mean to challenge. It's a you're saying good things.
I don't think so. Things. I think if I think there are people that thief because they need to get that high.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get off the dope, they don't think about thieving anymore.
Right.
I don't know that for a fact. But I do think that there are people that are just something in them wants to take stuff.
Right.
And those people may not be able to be helped. There may be some help for them, too. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this maybe seems a little different. Like, it, nobody's lived out there. You said 10 years since anybody's lived out there. Right. He's, you know, probably seen it out there a million times.
Easy buck.
Kids have gone in through the house over and over again, broke out windows. We've boarded them up, but they, you know what I mean? They go in the house. They do donuts. They do donuts out in the backyard and pasture, little area right there. So it's not like. It's not like nobody's known, you know.
I bet you the guy felt worse about leaving the ruts in your yard than he did about stealing the thing. Like, his ideal would have been, like, just steal it, get out. Nobody ever, there's no evidence besides the missing thing. And now he's like, man, I tore the guy's yard up. I'm way out of there.
You know.
Yeah, and it came.
It would have meant something if he'd have when he brought the wrong propane tank back, if he'd have, you know, fixed the ruts. For me.
Yeah. But still hadn't fixed the ruts?
We hadn't fixed them by then. Yeah, no. We fixed them just a few weeks ago. But
this is craziness.
It is.
It's absolute craziness. I don't know. I guess in my mind, I'm a thief is a thief. Like, whether he's stealing to steal, like I don't know what's worse. Like, he steals it, sells it, and then buys a new TV and a game console, or he steals it, sells it, and buys rock, you know, or meth. Like, I don't know. To me, it's both the same, you know? And, like, I do. Well, and one funny thing is, quickly, I was listening to a Ricky Gervais comedy special the other day, and he was making me laugh. He was like, you know, when we applaud, somebody goes, I've been 4 years clean of heroin, and we applaud that, you know? And he's like, why? Why do we applaud that? None of you have done that. It's like, yeah, I used to, you know, shit myself and fall asleep in doorways, but I don't anymore as of recently, you know? Woo! Like, people who have never even gotten close to being that are like, yeah, you know, he's like, I've only recently now joined normalcy, you know, like it's a weird thing.
That's funny.
You know, I don't know. It's I guess, you know, I would rather him get. I don't know, because either you have a soft heart or you don't, in my opinion, like either or they're both. Jail isn't going to help either of those guys, right?
Yeah.
One guy who's just addicted to stealing or one guy who's addicted to meth.
If a guy's just addicted to stealing,
mm-hmm.
I think some time behind bars may help that.
Yeah.
May help it. It may not. But if it won't help, you know what it does? It does get him away from society stealing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a, there is that.
So
my thing is, if it is crack,
He
goes rehab and he escapes rehab, then put him in jail.
Okay. But if he goes to rehab and then snaps out of the drug addiction, like,
and becomes a citizen,
that's fair.
Yeah.
That's
because he's got, like I said, he's got a wife. I think he's got a family.
Yeah.
So if he gets out of the thing that's keeping him doing what he's doing bad, then I want him to be successful.
Yeah. It's just, is he a crackhead who unfortunately steals, or is he a thief who also smokes crack?
Yeah. I love it.
So probably a crackhead.
We'll find out.
Probably a crackhead who steals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially something like a
thief by trade,
like a propane tank. I mean, he probably, what do you get, like $75 for it, $100 when it's worth a lot more than that. Scrap, he would have got nothing.
Yeah, he was selling it to a propane tank company, so I'm sure he was getting.
Oh, and they knew where it was coming from, so they're like, "Here's $50 for probably. It." You know,
I see Skeeter pull up, and they're like, "Oh, where did you get that?"
The propane tank company, who's pretty close to this area,
They called me almost immediately when they found out that people were looking for this tank, and they told me that they brought it in, didn't realize it was stolen, blah, blah, blah. And, sold, you know, no, they had it, and they wanted to know what to do with it, you know.
I mean, it's not every day, I guess, you get a propane tank and you assume that somebody went through all the effort of stealing. Did he do it by himself? Because, I mean, looked these like things it. Are heavy.
Looked like it. Yeah, he had to strap it up to a flatbed, but it was like two things Jeez. Sticking on out on the flatbed. Yeah. And like he roped them around it, and like it was like
dang, suspended. He shoved it up on that thing.
It was
by suspended.
I think he probably used it to hoist up or like
he's got
come
a
alongs.
Flatbed truck yeah. with come alongs and like a winch and shit. Like yeah. he's doing all right. I think he doesn't need to steal.
Right.
That's crazy. I can't wait to hear how this turns out.
But again, I was going to say, this is small town USA. Mm-hmm. So 99% of the time when we say crackhead, we mean meth head.
Yeah.
Because crackhead is a country universal term for anybody who does hard dope and looks like a zombie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
you know what I mean? Or whatever. Or talks to themselves.
Don't
you
need to reinvent the wheel with a whole new term.
Crackhead to
exactly.
Us.
Yeah, 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 yeah. There's probably not a lot. I'm sure there's plenty. But there's probably not a very large amount of rocked up cocaine in this county.
Yeah, probably.
You know what
not.
I mean?
Yeah.
People sitting around smoking rock.
You could have a dude running around going crazy on shrooms, and people are like, he looks like a crackhead.
Right, you know? Exactly. So exactly. Or huffing paint.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a crackhead.
He's a crackhead.
That's a crackhead. Yeah, yeah. Straight up.
Yeah.
I had a couple peeps of prep. Do y'all remember the other one?
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta get back to it so we can see it, because I thought I had a blast showing you the TikTok page that I found, mm-hmm. you know,
the
breastfeeding thing. So here was a new one. This is my new favorite TikTok page. It's called Grow Maine. So I don't even know so basically the bio says car videos. Okay.
Car videos.
So it's any, and this is the perfect guys page. Okay. The perfect guys page. Here's what it is. All right. I'm going to let you hear it first.
A true standout in the world of SUVs.
Toyota 4Runner.
Yeah. So basically, it's just a guy talking about car stuff, okay? So he talks about each individual car. But then you watch the video. And the video is just the runway models walking.
Yeah.
So it is the quintessential man's TikTok page.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
I'll tell you exactly how that happened.
Yeah.
I know exactly how that happened.
How did that happen?
Because
it's hilarious.
Nobody can just consume a single little solitary bit of content anymore.
That's a good point.
Have you ever watched something where it's like a Joe Rogan clip, but underneath it's like GTA 5 racing.
Or somebody something. Cooking.
It's completely irrelevant to yeah. what's being talked yep. about. It's because you can't just sit and like watch a podcast clip. It's also got to have and like stuff going on. You've got to have your mind working on three different yeah. levels at all times to be entertained. So like,
does that make you more susceptible to spend money? Because that's the purpose, maybe. Right? Is that, yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's some science there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
To distract you with three different
it's
things.
It's the new subliminal yeah. message, subliminal yeah. Advertising.
So 4Runner's your favorite video. Oh, video on 4Runners. Just watch yep. that. But it's boring to just listen to a guy talk about that with a picture of a 4Runner.
Exactly.
A hot ass bitch. Walking down the runway
done.
As well.
Yeah. Is this did Toyota partner with Pornhub or something? Yeah. Is that what went on there? And
I think that was runway
like
models.
50-50. Either you're going to go buy a Toyota after watching that, or you're going to go subscribe to
yeah.
to Pornhub.
Yeah.
Or after you
masturbate in your sedan and cry and do neither.
Or that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's I hate that. I hate going and watching like a little clip of a comedy special or something, like, you know, yeah. just be a comic on stage doing his bit, but then underneath the video, it's like split into three different. There's text,
yep.
there's the comic saying the thing, and then underneath it's like a Fortnite game
yeah.
going all. It's like
even worse know, than
oh,
that.
You're just looking at it all.
Even worse than that is the guy or gal watching somebody, you know, make a statement on a TikTok, and they're like, and all they're doing is like nodding their head yes or no and pointing at the other screen.
Yes, I hate.
They're like,
ah, yeah.
You know, just, it's like
yeah.
that's content.
Yeah. Oh, you're,
see,
thank
I
you.
Say, that's
I
me
agree
saying
with that.
That.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
me saying that.
I didn't just like it and yeah. agree with it. I wanted to post me agreeing physically yeah. with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I'd say it better, but I'll give them.
Yeah, yeah they yeah, said yeah, it already, yeah. so yeah.
And we've conditioned ourselves. I think we're all like this. I will put on a podcast and scroll Facebook.
Yeah.
Why, you know, like I've done that, you know, where I'm listening to the podcast, but also scrolling Facebook. Back in the day, man, it was the TV.
Right.
And that's it.
Or the radio.
Or the radio. Absolutely. You just sat there and listened to the radio.
Especially if you didn't have a TV in your room.
Yeah. Maybe one guy was listening to like, and it was like, you know, some big band music while he read the paper, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
Even then it was like, whoa, you're overstimulating there. Don't do that. Nowadays, it's like I'm playing a video game with my feet. I got a podcast going. I'm watching porn. I'm like, you know, doing all this shit at once. You know, it's like.
I love it.
Yelling at Alexa, play a game with me.
Yeah, exactly.
As I saw a commercial for Alexa last night, we were wanting some freebie, because that's Amazon now. It's just cable, television.
Yeah.
Everything you watch on there has got commercials associated with it. One was for Alexa, and it was like, it just showed like young people by themselves, a couple of different ones, by themselves in their house doing nothing. And then, you know, then it's like, you know, are you bored? You want to do something? Alexa, ask her. She'll play a game with you. And it's 50 different games. You know, who wants to be a millionaire? This, you know, those kind of trivia games. And, all, you know, and then it's just like, they're all just like, Alexa, let's play a game. And then it goes into that. It's like, that's bad. Like, come on. It was all people like in their 20s, like, get out and go do something.
Yeah.
Like this is I don't know.
I have no friends.
They're not experiencing it themselves.
Yeah. Chopping an onion for one.
Yeah.
Fucking asking Alexa. So Alexa, what do you think of the Israel-Hamas conflict? Yeah. And Alexa's like, calculating.
Well, let's check your recommendations list. Yeah. See what you might like me to say. Yeah.
Closest restaurant with hummus coming.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I think that's going to do it. We're on I've got a station off the air. So
oh, no.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay, I got to get back. So let's do that. You got chicken to go get.
Get some chicken.
A lot of chicken.
Almost an hour and a half.
I like
that's
it.
Good. That's good. Absolutely. That's fine by me. So let's do it.
120 pounds. Is that a lot of chicken?
That's a lot of chicken.
That's a lot of chicken.
We'll have to do our podcast early next week. I'm flying out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm flying out the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
Nebraska
that.
Or something, right?
Yeah, you're going to Indiana and Vegas.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Indiana.
Okay.
I'll tell you about the Indiana.
One thing is cooler than the other.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. All right. So, big things, and we'll learn more about Jay's trips.
Sweet.
Seeing y'all next week.
Peace. Bye.